get ready, we're moving to the World Wide Web. In application.py, we allow a user to see in a web page a pie chart breaking down a particular Twitter user's positive, negative, and neutral tweets. So what do we have to do? Well, if we look into application.py, let's read through this and see how the workflow for this problem goes. First, we'll get the screen name from a GET request, redirecting to the index if that's missing. Then we want to get that particular screen name's tweets, redirecting to index if none, but that's your job to implement. Once you've done that, initialize Analyzer as you learned in analyzer.py and analyze those tweets. To analyze the tweets, we'll want to iterate over the tweets, scoring all of the words in those tweets, calculating whether they are positive, negative, or neutral. Now, assuming that you've successfully implemented analyzer.py and tweets, then the actual amount of code that you'll be writing for this problem is minimal. The real takeaway from this problem is to see how Python can interact with the web, how we can render templates and pass in actual values. Because if we continue to read on in application.py, you'll see how application.py generates the pie chart and then renders that pie chart showing the percentages of positive, negative, and neutral tweets and displays that on a website. My name is Zamyla, and this was application.py.